The following programming is sponsored by BLS Productions. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
This week has been a little crazy. Sit back and get your recap of what happened and what is happening in sports, entertainment, movies, TV, politics, technology, and current events. You can count on getting a dose of comedy, great guests, fun, the best talk around, and even more outrageous fun. That's why we love those two guys. Fun, fascinating, and real. We are live with the Brian and Lee Show. So unbelievable, we could not make this stuff up, even if we tried.
Hut, two, three, four, hut, two, three, four, hut.
What? What's this?
Well, it says here on the paper, March is here. So,
oh, yeah.
We're marching, aren't we?
We're marching, that's right. Oh, my God.
Yep, March is here, folks.
Comes in as a lion and goes out like a lion. Yeah. No, a lamb.
Something
like that.
And it's great to be back here on another sunny Saturday here in the Delaware Valley. I'm Brian.
I'm Lee.
And this is the Brian and Lee Show coming at you on WWDB 860 AM.
Yeah, well, I tell you, March is here, and you got a lot to look forward to in March, right?
Absolutely.
Daylight savings time coming up.
You got St. Paddy's Day,
which is good because did you get your king cake yet?
No, I didn't.
Do you know what a king cake is?
I do not.
Oh. Well, the king cake is a cake that's down in Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
And
but it's only in New Orleans?
Well, they sell them all over. They sell them here in Philadelphia, too. But the king cake... they put a plastic baby in the king cake. And the person that gets the baby has to buy another cake. So that's the prize that you get.
Okay.
But it's a sweet cake. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's supposed to be a sweet cake. But they do have savory cakes, king cakes. So
it's not like the Easter bread where you have to find the baby Jeebus.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's... Same concept, I guess, but no. Not the same thing, though.
Not the same thing.
No.
No, but you know what else comes in March, right?
March Madness.
March Madness, absolutely.
And we're loving it.
That's right. I almost sent in my bracket, and then I realized, wait a minute, the bracket isn't even made yet.
No, that's right. They haven't come out with the brackets yet.
I'm getting way ahead of myself.
Yeah. How are you going to send it in? What are you going to send in by
carrier?
Telepathy?
No, carrier pigeon.
Oh, carrier pigeon. Yeah, I mean, you don't know.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Yeah, see that pigeon outside right there?
Yeah.
He's going to carry it.
You don't know. Well, it's good to be back here on this day. It's been an interesting week. Mike Cherico is with us today. He's engineering the program from behind the bulletproof glass. Mike, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Very good.
Very, very good. It's good to have you back engineering things.
It's good to be back. It's been a while since I was here on Saturday.
It has been.
But it's always good. You looking forward to March Madness?
Yeah. Yeah, I look forward to March Madness every year.
Yeah.
Except I haven't watched a ton of college basketball, so...
No, I usually don't during the season. It's only during March Madness that I'm watching it.
Once March comes around is when I start to ramp it up a little bit more.
It starts to kick in, and then you catch up which teams are good, which teams aren't as good. But usually teams that make it to the March Madness, they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're... And I'm interested to see what type of upsets that they might be this year.
We call them upsets. Other people call them bracket busters.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Speaking about a bracket buster, this Putin guy over in Russia, he went ahead and attacked the Ukrainians.
That's right. Because he wants more. He's not... content with just Crimea.
No, not at all.
He wants the whole country.
Well, he's taking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's trying anyway, but the Ukrainians are fighting back.
Absolutely, and great for them.
Yeah. This is like Call of Duty, you know? This
for the youngins out there.
Yeah, this is like playing a real Call of Duty game.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where they are defending Ukraine. The regular citizens are taking up arms.
Exactly.
You know, did you ever see the movie Red Dawn? I know Mike has seen it. No?
No, I haven't seen it, but I know what movie you're talking about.
I don't think I've seen the original. I've seen the remake.
Yeah, but Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze, the original.
Mm-hmm.
The remake is okay, but the original, I think, was better. These high school kids, the Russians invade the United States, and a group of high school kids, they take up arms and they defend the, their homes. Mm-hmm. And it's about the resistance that they do. And you remember Wolverines, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was their football team, the Wolverines. And that was their call, you know, Wolverines. And so it's amazing that this type of thing can catch on, you know, and that's what's happening in Ukraine. And in the movie, they beat the Russians.
Exactly.
Eventually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same thing could happen here.
I think so.
But
interesting piece of trivia, if you don't know, that Red Dawn, the original, was the very first movie rated PG-13.
No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's when that rating came out.
So you couldn't...
I couldn't have seen it anyway when I was a kid. I wasn't 13.
But... Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But we wrapped up the first ever Jeopardy! College primetime event. And what did you think of it?
Well, you know, I thought it was good.
Yep. I mean, we had the college tournament every year since the 1980s.
Yeah.
But this is the first time it was ever supposedly in prime time.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I liked the host. I liked the fact that they won money, big money.
Right.
The three.
Because for a long time, back in the 80s and even into the late 90s, the top prize was still only $25,000.
Right, yeah.
And here, they won $250,000.
Yeah, I thought it was good competition.
Yeah, they basically either paid off their entire tuition or a lot of it.
Yeah, well.
With that kind of money.
That can happen. That can happen when they do that. What do you think about regular Jeopardy?
What do I think about regular Jeopardy?
Yeah, the host.
The host.
You like the host?
Ken Jennings? Yeah, he's doing a good job. But he's not the main host, apparently. Did you ever catch this?
No.
When he hosts, they say hosting Jeopardy.
Right.
When Mayim hosts, they say here is the host of Jeopardy.
No, well, yeah, that's right.
So it's almost like they were leaning towards her more than Ken Jennings.
No, I think... The way I heard it is that they say hosting like special Jeopardy or something.
I don't know.
You have to go back and replay that.
No, I'm talking about when Mayim hosts the regular Jeopardy.
Oh, regular Jeopardy. No, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, a lot of people have told me that.
Oh, I didn't catch on to that.
I think I did.
But she doesn't do the regular Jeopardy.
Not now, but I'm pretty sure that next month she'll probably do it.
I don't know. Why?
Why not?
She'll be done with her show?
She'll be done with her show, exactly.
Okay. Well, that could be. Hey, you and I went to see yesterday, actually.
Yes, Rent.
Rent. And
that was a show I was trying to see many years ago, and then I wound up getting sick. So I finally got the chance to see it.
And this is the final season of Love. It's the 25th anniversary farewell tour. It's at the Miriam Theater. That's where we saw it. on the Kimmel Cultural Campus, and it was terrific.
Absolutely, it was.
I enjoyed it. I've seen Rent several times, you know, touring companies, and I even saw a high school production where...
How did that compare to the original Broadway production?
I loved the high school mm-hmm. production. I thought that they did a really excellent job.
And you know why this is the last season, right?
Why?
They couldn't pay rent.
I don't think that's true, you know? I think...
They've been letting them slide for 25 years, and yeah. Now they're saying, hey, you owe us back rent.
Back rent, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, the music, the acting in this production, the music in this production, it's well worth seeing. It's probably one of the most outstanding productions that I've seen. And I've seen a lot of them, so, you know.
And also on a personal note, this is my first production that I've seen post-COVID.
Yeah. And what did you think?
It was actually very good to be back in the theater, I thought.
Yeah, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And did you enjoy the music?
I did enjoy the music, yeah.
Yeah. And, acting, sometimes on touring companies, the acting is not as good.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you wind up with an understudy.
Yeah, but...
You know, sometimes you think that they would do just as good or better because... Wow, this is finally their chance.
But the acting in this was terrific.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely terrific. The stories, about coming of age mm-hmm. in desperate times in the AIDS era.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think... With the pandemic, this show hits home even more now than it did.
I think so.
Because most of us have lived through the pandemic, and we've lived through some tough times. And, I think that resonates with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's a good time at the theater. It's a good time to go back to the theater, and it's a good time... to see the farewell, the final season of Love,
mm-hmm.
Rent. It's at the Miriam Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Go and get some tickets, man.
Yeah, you also enjoyed it better than the last production that we saw at the Miriam. Do you remember what that was?
No.
The Grinch?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, that was a good production, too, but, of course, you had the screaming kids.
Yeah. But, I enjoy a lot of theater. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. We got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about a lot of different subjects. We'll come back and maybe talk about Russia and the attack on Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Our guest is coming up, How Boomers Can Change Healthcare. That's what we're going to be talking about. Linda McDougall is with us. She's the founder of Senior Massage Group and the author of the book, The Spirit, Method of Massage for Seniors, Raising the Bar. And
She was going to talk about that, but she said, senior so nosy, I won't tell you.
What's that?
Senior so nosy, I won't tell you.
Oh, I see. Why not? Why not? Let's say that. Yeah.
Seeing you're so nosy.
Oh, seeing you're so nosy.
That's what it sounds like when you're saying seniors.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I guess it wasn't that good of a joke.
No. 76ers, Harden is here.
Harden is here, and it seems to be that a lot of people are saying he's going to be the next Moses Malone, the missing piece to push them over the top.
Yeah, I think so. I saw one game, the last few minutes of the game, and man, he's dynamic. Him and Embiid together are so dynamic, and they score so many points. that no one can stop them. You know, their teams are having a hard time stopping him.
It'll be interesting to debate in a few years whether he Harden and Embiid or Moses and Cheeks were a better combination.
Yeah. Well, I remember Moses and Cheeks. You know, they were a great combination, too.
Absolutely. And, of course, the doctor. But he usually had his own show.
Yeah. What I like, the game that I saw, is that Embiid is slamming the ball through the hoop.
Yes.
Just like, you know, Allen Iverson used to do.
I don't remember Allen Iverson dunking that much. I thought he was a shooter.
No, he dunked, too.
No, I only remember Julius, Dr. J.
He dunked.
He was the dunker.
He was the dunker. We had some good players. We had Charles Barkley, you know. But we had some good teams. And I guess the last team that was any really good
was 2001.
Yeah.
Without Allen Iverson. But unfortunately, he was the only big piece of that team, so they weren't able to take on the mighty Lakers.
They weren't.
Mm-mm.
No, not at all. Well, you know, it's hard to pull it all together.
Especially when when they went to the finals, they played every single playoff game. They went through all five games in the first round, seven games in the second round, seven games in the third round.
Right.
And then they had to play up to seven games in the finals.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's going to wear you down.
Well, we're going to come right back after these messages with our guest. Don't go away.
This week has been a little crazy. The man in the arena. It's not the critic who counts. Not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles. Or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.
I will hug my mom.
I can't wait to embrace my brothers and sisters from choir.
We ask people what they would do when they get back to their loved ones.
I'll do a big barbecue and squeeze every face in my family. My brother, he better be ready for that bear hug, too.
I need to hug my girls.
Millions of people are getting vaccinated. It's our chance to get back to what we miss so much safely. And for people at higher risk of COVID-19 complications because of diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart conditions, or if you're a heart attack or stroke survivor, the COVID-19 vaccine is an important choice. With every vaccine, we are closer to a future free of COVID-19. The vaccines are safe, effective, and the right response. Getting back to life. Set your heart on it. It's up to you. For more information, go to heart.org/vaccine. A message from the American Heart Association.
Hi, I'm Luke Simons, and you're listening to The Brian and Lee Show.
When it comes to father and son team, you got to listen to Brian and Lee. It's the only way to go. They entertain some of the coolest things from the past to the future to right now. So tune in.
You're listening to the number one father and son team on radio, The Brian and Lee Show.
And it's great to be here on this sunny Saturday afternoon in the Delaware Valley.
Okay, Boomer.
Yes.
So tell me, how are you going to change health care?
I'm going to do it one patient at a time.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. No, I don't really know. But our next guest, Linda McDougall, does know. She's going to tell us how we're going to do that. She is the founder of Senior Massage Group. She's also the author of the book Spirit Method of Massage for Seniors, Raising the Bar. Linda, how are you today?
I am fine. How are you?
Well,
we're doing great.
Doing great. We're just sitting here in Philadelphia. You're out in the West Coast, I understand?
Yep, out in California.
What part of California are you in?
Southern California, Ventura County, just above L.A. County.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah. Brian loves L.A. Yeah,
absolutely so.
Okay. And the weather's good out there?
Today it is gorgeous. There's not a cloud in sight, and it's actually warm today.
Sounds great.
Very good.
Wow. Well, you know, you're part of the boomer generation, so am I. And, you know, there's, I guess, 76 million of us out there.
There's a bundle of us, yep.
Yeah.
10,000 plus a day.
Wow.
So in case you youngins are wondering what they're talking about, that's why it's called the baby boom.
Yeah.
76 million people.
It's a lot of people.
It is.
So how is healthcare going to be changed by all of these boomers?
Well, first of all, since we are so many, we need to speak up. And that's what I'm doing by going on podcasts and radio shows, and the book has some of that in it. Before COVID, I worked in a lot of retirement home type situations and nursing care, that kind of thing. And I just saw a lot of things that need to be changed in that arena. So I think we need to let them know, because nobody's asking us.
No.
That's true.
No, that's right. But I see a difference. I see, you know, baby boomers more concerned with health and with staying well rather than going into nursing facilities. And a lot of baby boomers are trying to stay healthier. So I think I see that change.
That's going to be a big change, and the homes could get in front of that, but instead they're behind it. And I find that kind of odd. I think they could capture us if they got healthier environments and did better by us. One of the things I have said from coast to coast on these kind of shows is just the deformation of us that is done by improperly adjusted wheelchairs, crutches, you know, walkers, all that. They're degenerating us.
Yeah, I mean, mobility devices, I know whenever I go to Disney World or a park like that, my wife, because she broke her ankle in like three places, so she can't walk a very long distance. So she usually gets a, scooter and electric scooter that helps her to, move about the park.
And she loves it because then she can outrun me.
Yeah, that's right. She does. And, except the last time we went, the scooter broke down.
Yep.
And Brian wound up, he was pushing the scooter.
So, and I said,
uphill.
We were supposed to get a scooter so that I wouldn't have to do this.
Right, right. So, it's things like that. It's a whole industry out there that are there to help seniors and people
that often don't, and that's the problem.
Yeah, that is
a big problem.
Yeah, when you have a battery die in a scooter, it's tough. There's no 3A's you can call or road service. Brian was road service.
Yeah, exactly. So. I was looking for 3S's, but that didn't exist either.
No, afraid not.
Do you have any tips for how boomers and how everyone can stay healthier?
Well, one of the things that I see constantly, besides the problem with the walkers and the canes and all that, but it goes along with those, is the fact that most seniors are not supporting their feet. They're not making sure that their bones are strong as they age.
Ah.
And feet support and bone strength are two major things that can serve you better as you.
So,
anyway, back to the fact that we need foot supports and really watching our bones and making sure that they are strong as we age. And one of the canaries in the coal mine for that are how your teeth are doing, because teeth are bones.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. You don't think of that, though. You don't think of your teeth as being an indicator of how well your bones are doing.
But it is.
Yeah.
I had to learn that the hard way. I got, just before my ex-husband and I moved to Hawaii, I was in my 50s at the time, I believe, and I ended up having a whole lot of dental work that I've always had good teeth. So that was just really weird to me. But I had all this work done. And then we moved to Hawaii. And in a rush to get somewhere, I fell downstairs.
Oh, geez.
And I broke the bone going to my little toe and my foot. And the doctor didn't even ask for a bone scan. Luckily, I was bright enough to do so, but they were saying, well, it's just not healing fast enough. It should be healed by now. And I finally said, do a bone scan.
Wow.
Man.
And I had osteoporosis. I have since come back from that, but you have to know what you're doing to get that done.
Absolutely.
So my thing is prevent that.
And did you have to take additional calcium?
Calcium is only one piece of the bone matrix. And the doctors push that, but you've got to have all sorts of minerals. So I have a whole mineral collection, basically, that I take. It's a liquid supplement that has it all.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Well,
and magnesium, too.
Magnesium, yes.
That's right, yeah.
That's important, yeah. Yeah, I just did a blood draw, and it's a company that does like 30 biomarkers on you. And so I haven't gotten the results back, but I did the blood draw for that. And they check hormones, they check, the typical stuff, cholesterol and all that, but A1C, they test your hormones. They test if you have metals in your body. I'm looking forward to getting results back.
Yep. I had my DNA done years ago and then took those results to a gentleman who does a nutritional workup from that. And that was interesting, too, because I have the gene for Alzheimer's. But you have to help trigger those genes.
Yeah.
They'll stay dormant as long as you don't get too crazy with it. So it's all about taking better care of yourself as you age. It really is, because you've got to get as many of those metals you were talking about as you can. The latest I just heard a whole long podcast on was on the importance of lowering your uric acid, and I had never thought of that one.
Never did either.
No, wow.
Now that's another of the longevity things now that's coming, going to be more and more known. So now I'm taking a uric acid lowering thing. So.
And do you feel better?
It's not about, let's put it this way. I don't look my age normally.
Okay.
And I don't feel my age normally, but I'm 73.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up there. But I see people all the time that are my age or slightly older, slightly younger, and they're all gray. I have a little gray, but most of my hair is dark.
Man.
How much is it, I mean, physically you have to feel good, but how much of it is also mental? You know, if mentally, if you're not right, it's hard to feel good too.
Definitely. There's a big connection there because mind and body are not terribly separate.
Right.
And so if you don't feel well, you're not going to do what you need to stay healthy, period. Unfortunately, I've got a niece who's badly bipolar right now, and nobody can get to her. Nobody seems to be able to help her. She won't let anybody in the house. And it's just a mess. But out here in California, for some reason, I am quoting this. I was told by some of the county people, they have a right to fail.
Wow. They have a right to fail.
Yes. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
That's great. That's so I guess they don't have to accept any help because they have a right to fail. Yeah.
And she just has barricaded herself in her house and nobody can get in. Nobody can talk to her. Her ex-husband went around knocking all around the house just to get her to finally get excited enough to tell him to go away.
Oh, geez.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, you know.
Same here.
Yeah. It's a terrible thing to say that they have a right to fail because they're failing anyway if they're mentally ill.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right.
So why would you continue that? I mean, I don't want a bunch of drugs forced down me either, or down her necessarily, but somebody needs to be overseeing what's going on with her, and nobody can. She won't let anybody in. I've sent police there to do a wellness check. I've sent county people out there to do things, and nobody can get to her.
And she has that right, I guess, to refuse treatment.
Yep.
That's true, yeah.
But in the meantime, she's going to lose her house because she can't pay bills. Mm. But she doesn't even have the support that the county could help her get if she were sane enough to go ask for it.
So mind is really important when we're talking about seniors, you know, boomers, because if you don't have the mental capability, you know, everything else doesn't really matter as much.
Well, and seniors have lost so much over the years. They lose people that they know and that have been a major staple in their life forever. And they places change over time, so that even the places they knew aren't the same or aren't even there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole loss of their environment.
Yeah, I notice that. It's, you know, I notice that as I get older, you lose more people that you cousins and aunts and uncles and other people in your life, friends. And so that becomes, you know, that becomes an interesting issue for most seniors, you know.
And I don't know how many people are really addressing that. That's one of my issues with the retirement homes is I never see a psychologist or a psychiatrist that's brought in to help people when somebody dies, even somebody in their retirement home that they've known as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's a loss too.
Yeah.
And it's just none of that support that I have ever seen anywhere. And when I used to run two group homes for United Cerebral Palsy years and years ago. And we had a psychologist and we had everybody under contract that you could imagine to help with these people. And you don't see that in the retirement home. It's like we don't count.
Well, it's either they think you don't count or also they think you're just tired, I guess. Which doesn't make sense either.
No. And it's all based on a medical model, and I think especially for our generation, you need to start making it integrative medicine rather than just straight medical, because I won't go to a place that, I'll give you an example. I've had a client, and I've seen this a few times, a client who went to the hospital because he fell and he broke something, so he was there for a while. Mm-hmm. The nurses came in and cleaned out his supplements, just threw them away.
Wow.
Oh, geez.
And you're going, and one of the things you have to also realize about seniors, and everybody else for that matter, but seniors in particular, is that medications suck away nutrients out of your body. So the more you're taking, the more is getting sucked out. The less we digest well, the better nutrients we need put in.
Okay.
Interesting.
I think I'm following that.
We need better food, not the same food that got us sick before we got to the home.
Yeah,
exactly.
And we need digestive support because we're not making the acid like we used to. We don't have the enzymes in our food like we used to.
Yeah.
All that.
True.
Exactly.
True. So, you know, I like the model. You know, I don't like the healthcare industry in this country is predicated on people getting sick. And
yep.
I like the model that says, you know, try to stay healthy and try to live a healthier life. And, you know, one of the things I notice is that you believe in massage. And I think that's really good, you know, because many seniors don't get massages. And why are you an advocate of massage?
Well, first of all, I'm a massage therapist.
Yeah.
Well, that helps.
That does help a lot. but that, one of the things you also have to realize about seniors is that as we age, we lose our systemic enzymes more and more as we age. And 3 days after we made our final systemic enzyme, we're dead. So the systemic enzymes in our system, though, have marvelous purposes, and one of them is to eat away excess scar tissue in the system. One of the things that kills us is that we make more and more scar tissue as we age, which eventually shuts down our organs. It helps make blood clots. It does all the things that kill us.
Wow.
So it's just as dangerous as toxins?
Oh, yeah, because it just takes a little longer, possibly, to kill you. It depends on how some people make excess scar tissue by bucket loads.
Oh, boy.
But other people make it in a more normal fashion. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've massaged people. I forgot what the name of the disease is, but it's an excess of scar tissue. And so you're massaging this very lumpy person because they've got all these bumps and places where they have excess scar tissue.
Man.
Yeah, Brian is an advocate for massage. He gets a massage every week.
As many weeks as I can.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
It breaks up scar tissue, at least on the surface.
Absolutely.
It helps with the blood circulation, and blood circulation in us is slower, too, because of the scar tissue.
Absolutely.
So it helps in so many ways, and it helps with stress, and seniors are stressed.
Absolutely.
So it does a bunch of things. It helps with the dopamine in the system so that you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I use CBD oil with my massages so that people are in less pain, obviously, as well. It can make them feel better in that regard.
So, okay, this is the first time I've heard this. You're using an oil that is not marijuana, right? It's not.
Right, not marijuana.
No, so you don't get high from it, right?
No.
But
I don't do it since I'm the one rubbing it.
Well, I guess that's good. I don't know. But, but it does, it can cure pain, correct? The oil.
It helps with pain, yeah. I wouldn't say it cures it necessarily. It depends on how severe the pain is.
Okay, okay. But it does help with pain. So, it's the first time I've heard of that they're using it with massage. Does your therapist use that?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right.
Although I just usually enjoy, I just get on the table and enjoy it. I don't usually ask questions of what oil he uses.
Okay. All right. I just wondered. That's the first time I heard that, so thank you. It's enlightening that...
Well, I'm working with seniors, and all of them have little aches and pains, if not bigger ones.
Sure.
So, that's true. Yeah.
It made lots of sense to me.
I stopped getting a massage. I used to get it weekly, and I stopped because of the pandemic. But now that, everybody's seems to be vaccinated, and I think I'll go back to, I don't know if I'll do it weekly, but I'll certainly do it on a regular basis again. I always enjoy a good massage. I usually feel, 100% better after a massage.
Right.
And it definitely transformed me the first time I did it because they told me that I had a whole lot of toxins in my legs, and that's when I found out that I was a sodaholic.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very bad for you. For your bones.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, soda was my Achilles heel.
Well, it dehydrates you, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, yeah. And the chemicals aren't too good for you.
No, exactly. Well, especially regular soda, but I also found out later that diet soda is just as bad or worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
It's also empty calories and full of sugar.
Absolutely.
So and sugar is one of the things you need less of.
That's true.
Is there... We only have a minute or two left. Is there anything else you want to say about the subject? Any information you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, earlier you were talking about, I'm trying to remember exactly how you put it, but it had to do with the medical model and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that is also a little crazy about the homes, as far as I'm concerned, is they... when you're of a certain age and go into those homes, then suddenly you are hit with a nursing plan.
Oh, geez.
Now, you said earlier that you were talking about all the life and doing things and, being healthier.
Right. Yeah.
My question is, why don't they make a living plan? And I would rather have a living plan that encompassed nursing if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But a living plan while I'm there, so I can actually do things I want to do and enjoy myself.
Yeah, I think that's so true. I've been to, because I was a consultant for a number of years, so I used to...
You used to go to a lot of nursing homes.
Yeah, I used to go to a lot of nursing homes in Pennsylvania and in Baltimore and Washington, D.C. And, some of them are really good. Some of them are nothing more than storehouses for the aged, and some of them are excellent, depending on the amount of money that you have. So,
like everything else in life.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. But even the ones that are really excellent are kind of sad to me because I think the best approach is to keep people in their homes and surrounded by family and friends for as long as they can. And I think that's the model that it's the most economical model, doing that. I think it's the best model for family. For seniors, I really do.
That's what I plan on doing because I don't want to be in a medical model.
No, exactly. Not at all. Not at all. That's why I'm taking care of my body as long as I can,
Me too.
Amen.
You bet.
Where can our listeners find you?
I have a website, loveyourlongevity.com.
Wonderful.
And that's got other podcasts and things that I've done on the website there. The radio shows obviously aren't on there, but
yeah. Well, I want to thank you for stopping by today, Linda. It's been a pleasure talking with you about this subject. It's something dear to my heart because I'm one of the boomers. So, yeah.
That's right. And you're setting the stage for my generation.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, I hope things get a lot better by the time you're looking to retire.
Exactly.
Yes, because I'm afraid we're going to miss out on the things I would like to see change.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we still have to keep trying, that's all.
We have to be advocates, all of us.
Absolutely.
You for yourself, your son for you, and your son for himself.
You bet.
That's a great piece of advice. With that, I'm going to say have a great weekend, and we're going to come back after these words.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
It's pouring rain. It's real dark outside. Your heart starts beating really, really fast. You've never done anything so hard in your life. This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. It's such extreme pain, you don't understand how you can finish. I began to feel that there was no way I was ever gonna have my title, U.S. Marine. It takes special inner strength, courage, and desire to do this. I was just thinking, I'm so close. And when I finished, I was like, I'm done. I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me straight in front of me, put her arm on my shoulder and said, good morning, Marine.
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Hi, this is Madison Hodges, and you're listening to The Brian and Lee Show.
You're listening to the number one father and son team on radio, The Brian and Lee Show.
Well, one of the reasons why I love March is because baseball's right around the corner, except for 2022. Apparently, MLB has canceled opening day and the first two series after the players reject the league offer to end the lockout.
Wow.
That's right.
Yep. So no opening day.
No opening day and no first two series of the season.
What's the first two series? I don't understand that part.
Well, opening day is just one game.
Right.
Of a series.
Oh, I see.
It could be a two-game, three-game, or four-game series.
I see. So it's all those games.
Yeah.
It's like going to be like six games that they've canceled.
About that.
Hopefully they'll come to an agreement.
I agree.
But, yeah.
You know, well, get this stuff squared away. You know, like we don't want to have another shortened. I mean, it is going to be shortened now, but we don't want to have like a 60-game season like we did in 2020 due to the pandemic.
Well, you know, the owners gave the players an offer, but apparently it wasn't good enough.
It was not good enough, no.
So, crazy stuff, huh?
Exactly. And in the last strike in 1994... somebody held a sign up the day before they struck, whatever I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
The sign said, players making $25 million. Yeah, I'd strike too.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But not all players make that much money.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them do, you know, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, yeah, I can't have too much.
No.
Sympathy for those people doing that. You know, I just can't.
Well, on a brighter note, apparently 50 years ago, I didn't realize it was 50 years already, that Steve Carlton was traded from the St. Louis Cardinals to the Phillies.
Oh, really?
Became one of the greatest left-handed pitchers of all time.
He was our ace.
He was, yeah. Apparently, he loved winning so much, he would go to everybody's locker and say, today's win day. You better win for me.
Wow. He actually said that.
He actually said that. Today's win day.
Well, you know, there's something to say about that. He was definitely a leader on that team. And I remember seeing him pitch, and I remember the 1980 World Series.
That's right. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see him until it was at the tail end of his career where he wasn't the Steve Carlton heyday, but he was still pretty darn good up until the very end, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he was the spark of that, one of the sparks in that 80 team, you know.
Absolutely. With, I mean, he was the spark of the division winners in the 70s.
Yeah, with Tony, with Tug McGraw and
Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt.
Greg Luzinski.
But
the real spark plug that made it, that made them get to the World Series, I think, was Pete Rose.
Yeah, I think so. I always thought that. And I thought he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame because of that. But
yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time to go into that debate right now because that could take about 5 hours.
Yeah, that's true. So I talked a little bit about getting my blood drawn.
Yes.
And doing this. This is all from a book that I picked up, Tony Robbins. It's called Life Force. And he talks about in the book all the technological breakthroughs in medicine that in the area of regenerative medicine, in other words, taking the body and regenerating tissue and regenerating organs and keeping you alive longer, you know, and healthier. So,
what does he think we are, snakes?
Yeah, kind of.
You cut the tail off and then it grows back and regrow it.
Yeah, that, exactly. They're able to do that. Things that are happening now are just, you know, years ago you would have said it's a science fiction, but not anymore. I mean,
so you're trying to tell me that if somebody gets their leg amputated, they'll be able to grow it back?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that you can grow, with stem cells, you can grow tissue.
That's true. Back,
and you can grow, you know, organs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
With a 3D printer, you can grow an organ,
mm-hmm.
you know, a liver or a kidney or, you know, an eye or an ear, you know. So they're doing things that are just incredible, you know, amazing. And there's, you know, supplements that you can, certainly eating better is the right way to go, but they have supplements now that can really enhance your well-being, you know.
They don't make you magnetic, do they?
I don't think so. I don't think so. So, I mean, there's this whole area of longevity science, mm-hmm. and that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about how to live not only longer but healthier lives. So
absolutely,
I recommend the book. Tony Robbins' Life Force is the name of the book, and has a lot of great information in it.
Right.
So yeah, look forward to that. Also, in March, we didn't say this, but the Oscars are coming up.
That's right.
Academy Awards.
Which is weird because usually that was in February for a long time.
Yeah, they changed it. I know. Well, so it used to be at one time in April.
Well, that's true.
Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now they changed it again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm trying to see as many movies as I can that are nominated for the Academy Awards. I don't think I'm going to get through all of them, but
Nah.
I'm going to try to get through a lot of them, so we'll see. But a lot of them I have no interest in seeing. That's the problem.
But now here's the burning question.
Yeah.
if the deal is made and there's an extended baseball playoffs, will the World Series permanently be in November?
I think December. I think you won't end till December.
That's crazy.
The World Series.
That is nuts.
Yeah, if they go back.
If they go back this season.
Yeah.
It might not happen until next season.
Hey, Walking Dead is back. The show Walking Dead, the original, is back. I'm watching that. That's really good. I'm watching a series called The Vikings on Netflix, which is... I love Viking shows, you know.
It's all about the Minnesota football team, isn't it?
No, this one.
Oh, this is real Vikings.
Is about Leif Erikson.
Oh, okay.
This is a whole new storyline. So this is good.
Is it how he discovered America 500 years before Columbus?
It could be. It could be. Yeah. And yeah, Ozark. I saw which. Completed that season. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm on to Mrs. Maisel.
That's right.
Again, it's back. So there's a lot to watch out there. And Gold.
Yeah, of course, Gold.
Yeah, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's on Discovery Plus.
And of course, your Super Bowl of the season was on the other night. That was the State of the Union.
Yeah.
You absolutely love that.
I love it, yeah.
Usually gets me upset, angry, but this time it got me upset as in sad.
Yeah.
Because I think you said that the majority of the speech was talking about the Ukraine.
Yeah, it was. A lot of it was about the Ukraine, and but a lot of it is about the United States as well. So, yeah. Yeah. So.
Exactly. A lot of stuff going on, and wish we could... just heal it all.
I'm just amazed that Biden can stay awake.
Yeah.
Because I can barely stay awake for the...
How many times did you fall asleep during that?
Oh, a lot. Hey, we're going to be back next week with another great show. Thank you, Mike Cherico, for engineering the program today. And Brian, thank you.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you, and thank you out there for listening.
We'll be back. Come back. Next Saturday as well at 3 p.m. On the station. And you can listen to us anytime you want, anywhere you want, because we're on the internet streaming. And be strong, stay strong.
The Brian and Lee Show is a BLS production.